Miraj Nabi, Miraj Nabi. Special things, dear beloved prophet, see. Miraj Nabi, Miraj Nabi. The leader, Imamul Anbiya, was he.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, was salatu was salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani Channel is presenting a new silsila in regard to the Mi'rajun Nabi, ascension of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will find these silsilas very informative, very interesting. It has a new setup, it has a new background, a new style. So if you are going to enjoy and you are going to benefit, which we hope that you will do, then pass the word around. Inform your relatives, your friends, your associates. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, a true believer is that who likes for his brother what he likes for himself. So if you like and if you find that this program, this silsila is useful, informative and enriching in knowledge, then you should inform everyone else who comes in contact with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Quran Kareem, where the mention of Mi'raj has been made, Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas sami'ul basir. Glorified is he who took his bondsman for a tour by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surrounding we have blessed, to show him our signs. Surely he is all-hearing, the all-seeing. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, before we even go further on the subject of Mi'rajun Nabi, it is very important to establish what is our aqeedah in regard to Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our scholars, jurists, Fuqaha Ikram have said that journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa is proven with the categorical proof of Quran, which is known as Nass-e-Qat'i in the terminology of Sharia. So to accept that part of the journey is fard, is obligatory. If one denies this part of the journey, he is out of the fold of Islam and he is disbeliever. Number two, to believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in the proximity of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he went on the arsh, the throne of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he went on la makan, which is no place, that is proven with iqtida'un nas. Iqtida'un nas is also a very strong proof according to Islamic Sharia. So the one who does not accept that part, he is denying a wajib. And a person who denies a wajib, he is gumrah. It means that he is dalun wa mudillun, which means that he is a misled person and he is a misleader. And number three is from Masjid al-Aqsa to heavens. And this is proven with the Isharatun Nas of Quran Kareem. That is another category of proof in Sharia of Islam, and also proven with many mashhoor ahadith, with many famous ahadith.
Subhanallah.
So it is necessary, vital to believe in that part of the Miraj, and the one who denies that, he is fasiq, he is a sinner. And then the imamat, leading Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in salat and meeting with other prophets alayhi wasallam, these are proven with khabar-e-wahid, many akhbar, many ahadith which are khabar-e-wahid. So the one who denies that part of Miraj, he is an ignorant person and he is unfortunate and unlucky person. So that is the categories of Miraj. Therefore, one needs to know that and make sure that his aqeedah is correct in regard to Miraj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this silsila we have our brother Muballigh Dawat Islami with us. He would also be participating in the discussion. So far what we have discussed, how do you see, are there queries or misunderstandings on that matter, or you have come across any issues concerning this matter?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Mufti Sahib, at the outset, I would just like to say that inshallah ta'ala we will be bringing a little bit of science in the silsila as well. But a very important note that we should make, all Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel as well, that the glorious Quran, it does contain many scientific facts. It does contain a lot of historical data and information. But it is not a science book, it is not a book of history. Essentially, it is a book of guidance for mankind, and in particular, it is a book of guidance for the believers, for the Muslims. Science is not really secular because it is contained in Islam, so it is compatible. Islam, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, promotes the best of both worlds. This is the package, that you get physical benefits and you get spiritual benefits. For example, if a person fasts, he detoxes his body, and he gets many thawabs, many rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the complete package is offered by Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of spiritual benefits and physical benefits. Now if science agrees with Islam, with the glorious Quran, then good luck for science. Science only depends on theories, and these theories are always revised.
It is the outcome of the minds of the people.
Absolutely.
It's not a revelation, it's not perfect.
Yes.
Human being and his intellect is not perfect, and that is the reason that their theories keep on changing.
Absolutely.
So you cannot 100% trust. So you should 100% trust the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
And the words of His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Particularly the words which are the ahadith of His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why it is important to know our religion.
Jee.
And it is said in Quran Kareem,
yes,
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ.
Subhanallah.
Quran is guidance for muttaqeen, and then there are many qualities of muttaqeen.
Yes, yes.
Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they believe in unseen. And what is unseen? Unseen is beyond senses.
Subhanallah.
In other words, you can say what doesn't make sense, that is ghaib. And the science will say that you cannot believe in something which doesn't make sense to you. But here we find in Quran Kareem that there are many things that don't make sense to you, but because you don't trust your intellect so much as you
yes.
trust
Jee.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, whether it makes sense to you or it does not make sense to you, the faith is, the iman is, that you should trust what comes from your Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. Further, after all these scientific theories and experiments, after they are exhausted, they will lead, they will conclude in what the facts of the glorious Quran have stated, or the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam have stated. Whatever science tells us, whatever we are led to believe by science, if it is in accordance with the Sharia, with Islam, with the Quran, ahadith, then we may accept.
And how do you relate science with the incident of Miraj? Do they deny it, or they have a problem to accept?
Well, Mutsab, scientists, and there are many people who are uninformed actually, and there is this debate whether this was ru'ya or real, whether it was a dream, whether it was a spiritual journey, or it was a physical bodily journey. There is this debate, it was real, it was a ru'ya, it was a dream, it was a myth. And we should understand, whether it's the law of gravity, whether it's the law of relativity, or any other law, Allah Azza wa Jal is the real creator of these laws or any law. If He wants to bend the rules, if He wants to change these laws in according to His will, nobody can stop Him.
Like, for example, the nature of fire is to burn.
Ji.
But who gave that nature to fire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else.
Indeed.
And when He decided to take that nature back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that nature back from the fire.
Subhanallah.
When His beloved Khalil alayhi salam came into the fire of Namrud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the fire, Ya narukuni bardam wa salaman ala Ibrahim.
Subhanallah.
O fire, be cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim.
Subhanallah.
He came into the fire, but fire did not burn him. That tells you very clearly that everything which exists in this world you see or you get any effect out of it, that is caused by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
So nothing in this world has anything of its own. Fire did not bring burning ability from its own womb.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that. So similar is the condition of every atom in this world.
So maybe a person who is an atheist, or a person who has many confusions or doubts, he may believe this, that this physical journey is not possible without any special equipments, without any, for example, oxygen tanks or apparatus in these forms. This physical journey is not possible. But as a Muslim, we, as Mufti Sahib has stated earlier, there is proof from Sharia, authentic proof or authenticated proof from the Sharia, from the Quran, from Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as a Muslim, we believe in Allah and His Rasul. If a person wants to believe in science, or in if a person wants to believe in science or those who are ignorant, that's their choice. But as a Muslim, we follow Allah and His Rasul, and we believe that indeed this was a physical journey.
Yes, indeed. I mean, a person who does not believe in Islam, he doesn't believe in Quran, he doesn't believe in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he is not going to accept, or might not accept, about Miraj or any other issue.
Yes.
But those who claim that we are Muslims, for them there are enough proofs in Quran Kareem, in ahadith, and in the sayings of Sahaba Ikram and scholars of Islam, Muhaddithin and Mufassireen, that this journey was physical, and that is the reason that it becomes miracle. I mean, you see something in the dream, it doesn't matter how wonderful it might be, that cannot be regarded as a miracle. Miracle has to be physical, it is visible, it can be noticed. So, I mean, it's so obvious. We are ready to accept that it is the miracle of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are not ready to accept that it was a physical journey. I mean, why should there be a problem?
Ji.
As I recited the ayat, and the translation is, Glorified is he who took his bondsman for a tour by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa.
Subhanallah.
Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is almighty, he is all powerful.
Absolutely.
If he can send Jibreel Amin alayhi salam down from Arsh to the ground, then he can take his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from ground to the Arsh.
Subhanallah.
That is in his power. So there is no reason for a person who claims that I'm Muslim not to believe in this journey to be a physical journey.
Perhaps a person, a Muslim, he may have some certain confusions, or this waswasa, this evil whisperings may enter the heart, that how is this possible on one side, and on another side an objector, maybe just to mock or just to use sarcasm, he will belittle this, that it is not possible, and only a fool would believe in the physical, the two physical journeys. So maybe on one side we have a person who is sincere, he wants to know, how is this possible? What do I believe? And on the other side, somebody who just wants to mock.
Well, one should consult the right person. You cannot go to a carpenter if you want to get knowledge or information regarding the law of the country. You need to go to a lawyer. Now, these are matters of Sharia. You can't go to Tom, Dick and Harry and ask him. You must go to qualified, authentic Sayyul Aqeedah Sunni Ulama, and they will give you the accurate and correct answers.
Subhanallah.
Now, see, there are so many Sahaba Ikram who have reported a hadith of Mi'raj of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there are about 33 which are recorded in the books of Tafasir and in Shuruhat, and there are many more. And let me read their names. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Zubair, Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abu Dhar Ghifari, Anas bin Malik, Malik bin Sa'sa'a, Abu Huraira, Abu Sa'id Khudri, Shaddad bin Aus, Abi bin Ka'b, Abdurrahman bin Qarz, Jabir Ansari, Khuzaifa bin Yaman, Buraida Aslami, Abu Ayyub Ansari, Abu Umama, Usama bin Zaid, Abu Darda, Bilal bin Sa'ad, Abu Sufyan, Hazrat Ummehani, Hazrat Sayyida Kulthum bint Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Asma bint Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So many Sahaba Ikram have reported the ahadith of Mi'raj of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they all mention this journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, being in Bayt al-Maqdis, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salat, leading salat, 124,000 more or less Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being there, meeting. There was actually a conference.
Subhanallah.
There was a jalsa, there was a ijtima'. And that is also mentioned in ahadith where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got together there, they met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of them gave speeches glorifying, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is very strange to know that there are people who don't want to believe that Mi'raj was a physical journey.
With so many names, so many Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, there is no room for doubt actually. But what if there is a Muslim or even somebody who has objections and he says, okay, maybe I could believe it was a physical journey, but what is the need to celebrate this, to designate that night, that day as a holy day, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sahaba Ikram alayhim wa ridwan, they did not celebrate this. Why should we?
Well, if it is not recorded that Sahaba Ikram did celebrate or did not celebrate, this does not mean at all that the celebration did not exist.
Yes.
This does not mean at all that celebration did not exist. Secondly, we are the slaves of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's our master, he's our beloved.
Absolutely.
And Mi'raj is his greatest miracle.
Subhanallah.
That is his greatest honor, which is bestowed upon him by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So when he's honored with ascension, with Mi'raj, we are happy.
Alhamdulillah.
We are happy for our master.
Alhamdulillah.
And to be happy gives us every reason to celebrate.
Subhanallah.
Because when you are happy, you are allowed to celebrate. Sharia does not prohibit, Sharia does not stop, rather Sharia encourages.
Alhamdulillah.
That you should show the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
We might not be so happy for our success, for our honor, for our dignity as being true slaves of our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we will be very happy when our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is honored.
Subhanallah.
By Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And then we also learn from ahadith that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met certain prophets alayhi salam in the heavens, and they were there at Masjid al-Aqsa, and then they were there before him in heavens.
So on that point, these we have come across like some objectors saying that about 124,000 people, prophets alayhi salam, was there enough space for them in Masjid al-Aqsa? Were they there physically? How did they come there? So these kind of objections are there as well. And the people of Jerusalem, did they not notice this, that so many people are here on this specific night or day?
Why should they raise the issue of people of Jerusalem? Why don't they raise the issue of people of Makkah? If the people of Makkah could not know that this happened, then the people of Jerusalem would also not know that this happened, because this was the plan of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to hide this whole journey and incident and happenings from irrelevant people, from normal people.
Alhamdulillah.
And those who were relevant, they knew. Prophet ﷺ were relevant people, so they knew.
Subhanallah.
And then, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to accommodate 124,000 more or less prophets in a small place, is it impossible? Is it difficult? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can extend a small place and make it bigger.
Alhamdulillah.
For that moment. And then everybody can be accommodated.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So these are just misconceptions or
Absolutely.
Tricking people not to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, He's all powerful. Nothing is impossible for Him. So He can do whatever He wishes, whatever He desires. So these types of issues are being raised or brought up in discussion to trick the people, to mislead them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that and keep that as a secret from everyone. And no one knows that that has happened. So alhamdulillah, the incident of Mi'raj is true, it is physical, and it happened.
Subhanallah.
It was not just a dream.
Ji.
And inshallah we will shed some more light on that issue, and we will bring more proofs which will inshallah azza wa jal clear many doubts.
Inshallah ta'ala. Musa, because the distance, if we look, the distance from Makkatul Mukarramah, where the journey had started, to Baitul Maqdis, Al-Aqsa Masjid in Palestine, Jerusalem, is more than 700 miles. There were no sophisticated or technologically advanced modes of transport, no supersonic jets at that time. How did this happen in within moments in that distance?
Well, as we said at the very beginning, that it is miracle, and miracle is that
Subhanallah.
What is beyond understanding, supernatural,
yes,
unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So this is indeed unusual, because if it was usual, you would have had some explanation, intellectual explanation.
Mm-hmm.
But because it is supernatural, it is miracle, therefore you have no choice but to accept
mm-hmm.
as a believer. And secondly, if you want an intellectual understanding, and there is an intellectual understanding as well,
mm-hmm.
and that is that this journey was through Burak.
Subhanallah.
And Burak was very fast. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that up to where the eyes can see,
Allah,
it was
Subhanallah.
The step or first step of Burak.
We can't imagine how fast.
And Burak is actually electricity, the meaning of Burak, and Burak is derived from the word Burak. It's actually plural. It's not just electricity, it's many electricities put together.
Subhanallah.
So more powerful than electricity. And we all know how fast the electricity is. If we are speaking here and you are watching elsewhere in the world,
yes,
in any corner of the world or any part of the world,
Allah Akbar,
behind everything there's electricity that plays the role to deliver or to collect or to receive so fast. So of course intellectually we can embrace and understand that this was possible, and it definitely makes sense.
And spirituality is more powerful than materialism or man-made inventions as well. And Burak, definitely, as Mufti Sahib had said, where its eye could see, this was its first step. So we can say this is faster than the speed of sound, faster than the speed of light even.
100%. Actually, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, it could have been less than a step maybe.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
So that is the reason that it was so fast. And then again, you know, if you trust and believe in the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then these issues would be opened up to you, and you will start understanding and appreciating.
Mm-hmm.
Although Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent lots of time by visiting places, meeting Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, then going in La Makkah, and then dialogue between himself and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then coming back, then meeting Musa Alayhi Salaam, and then each time going back for concession in Salats, that continued, then he came back. But when he came back, the bed was still warm and the hook on the door was still moving.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
How is that possible?
Did time stop or the speed was so fast?
Both ways it's possible. Now, ulama ikram have said that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the life of this universe.
Allah, Subhanallah.
When he left this universe died.
Subhanallah.
So everything stopped where it was. And when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back, the life came back.
The soul came back into the body.
Soul came back into the body and it started moving. Like you have battery in a watch.
Subhanallah.
The watch is ticking, the needle is ticking, and you see the movement. You take the battery out, it stops. And as soon as you put the battery back, it starts moving again.
Subhanallah.
So he's the life. Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. He is the life of this universe. And if this universe is existing, it means the life of this universe, which is our master, beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is also existing.
Subhanallah. So Muftisab, even from a logical point of view, intellectual point of view, it's not hard to understand these concepts of the Isra, of the Mi'raj itself.
Yes, definitely not.
Subhanallah.
You must be willing to understand. But if you have a mindset that you are not going to accept, then you will not accept it. There are people who are brainwashed and they have a mindset that anything which glorifies beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which proves his great station, we are not going to accept it. We would rather give another annotation, another commentary or explanation, or rather distort the meaning which is accepted by consensus or by the majority of scholars, and they will find an isolated explanation of that word or that verse to suit their preset agenda. So if that is the mind of someone, nothing you can do about it. But if you come with a free mind, with open mind, and look at the dalail and the proofs and explanations of authentic and celebrated and appreciated scholars of Islam, then you will find the truth. That's the bottom line.
Mufti Sahib, we have understood now very clearly that indeed this was a physical journey, a physical mi'raj. But is there such things as spiritual mi'raj, or are there different categories, different names as well?
Yes, there are spiritual ascensions as well. Actually, ulama ikram have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with mi'raj 34 times.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And 32 times was spiritual mi'raj, and one time was physical. And the mi'raj which is mentioned in Quran Kareem, going to Masjid al-Aqsa, then going into heavens, that is the physical one.
Subhanallah.
Others are spiritual. So the mention of spiritual mi'raj is made, no doubt about it. But this does not mean that every mi'raj was spiritual. There is exemption.
Yes.
And that is one mi'raj, which is mentioned in Quran Kareem and with Ahadith Mashhura. People bring up the argument of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she denied physical mi'raj. How could she deny physical mi'raj of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She was not even married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. She was still a small girl. So she could not have been talking about that mi'raj, which did not happen at that time when she was in the house of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So of course she talks about spiritual mi'raj, and indeed in spiritual mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's body mubarak never went. Because when you have a spiritual mi'raj, it doesn't have to be a physical one. So there is no really correspondence, and it has a different explanation what Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions.
Mufti Sahib, this physical mi'raj, Mufti Sahib had mentioned that it is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Does this mean that no other prophet alayhi wasallam had this privilege of going on this kind of a journey to see Allah Azza wa Jal?
No, this is indeed the exclusivity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No other prophet alayhi wasallam had the opportunity to see Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, they will be blessed in the Jannat, and other believers would also be blessed in the Jannat. But in this dunya, in this domain, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only one who is blessed with this opportunity to have the vision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal with his physical eyes.
Mufti Sahib, today we have a lot of technologically advanced equipments, apparatus, devices, and we see there, whether it's television channels and social networks, chats, the internet itself, there are still many misconceptions. Now, do we have any other proofs that indeed this was a physical journey that took place from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Aqsa Masjid, from there to the seven heavens and beyond? Is there any other proofs available?
Well, there are many proofs. It all depends upon the person. If his mind is open and he is ready to learn, then there is a lot for him to learn. Even this verse, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, if you clearly understand and deeply understand, then you would agree and accept that this journey was a physical journey.
Yes.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, asra bi abdihi. He took his bondsman on a night tour. The word abd is used. Mm-hmm. And abd is a name for a body and the soul together.
Okay.
Just the soul is not called abd.
So not a spiritual being.
It's not a spiritual being. It's a human being. It's a person that has body and has soul. Mm-hmm. It's a combined person with body and soul.
Yeah.
That is abd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said it very easily that I have taken the soul of my abd on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not say that. So it clearly tells you that it is the physical journey, it is physical ascension. And number two, it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on Burak and he traveled while riding the Burak.
Subhanallah.
And you need body to ride on Burak. You don't need soul to ride on Burak.
Absolutely.
Soul doesn't require any conveyance, any vehicle, any mode of transportation to go from one place to another place. It's actually the body which requires a vehicle. And Burak was the vehicle for the blessed body with soul of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we discussed earlier, that it is mu'jaza, it is a miracle. If it was a spiritual journey, then how it could become a mu'jaza? Because everyone travels in dreams to wonderful places.
Subhanallah.
So, and it would not have made people worried about the claim which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made, especially the biggest proof of Miraj being physical was the denial of enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enemies of Islam, kuffar Makkah. Why did they deny? What did they refuse? If that was their understanding, that the Mi'raj was a dream, Mi'raj was something spiritual, that's not a big deal.
There wouldn't be any fuss or any denial.
There would not have been any fuss.
Any person can go anywhere, do anything in his dream.
In his dream. And they, everyone knows. Therefore, nobody denies a dream. But they were denying. So what were they denying? They were coming out and they were asking questions. They were asking, tell us about Masjid al-Aqsa, how it looks like. Because there were certain business people who were there, who used to go very often to Palestine, who used to go to Baitul Maqdis, they knew exactly. And some of people of Quraysh, they also went there on a business journey for business purpose, and they also knew, and they started asking questions. And if it was a dream, they would not have bothered about it.
Subhanallah.
So this incident that they refused and they made a big fuss about it, Abu Jahl was running from right, left and center, going to this one, going to that one, convincing people, trying to poison their minds. He thought, I got the best opportunity to tell people that your friend Nauzubillah is a liar, or the person that you believe in him as Rasul and Messenger and Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, he's not truthful. Why is he not truthful? Because he says that in a short span of time, I went from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa, then into heavens, then I came back, and the bed was still warm, and the hook on the door was still moving. What was that? If it was a dream in his understanding, or in the understanding of community, or Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in, or the message which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam delivered, if it was not this way, physical way, then they would not have worried about it at all. So this whole motion and this whole exercise of kuffar and their getting worried and their fuss is clear evidence that this was the understanding of kuffar as well as of believers, that it was the physical journey of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
As an extension to that, it was not a dream, a journey in a dream, because there would be no fuss. There's a concept called astral projection or astral travel, where some people believe they can actually have an out-of-body experience. They call it OBE, where they will, through the means of dream control, they will manipulate their bodies, which they call the astral body. It is a kind of body, they say, which is between physical and spiritual, or between the physical body and the soul. They say that this body, this astral body, it separates from the physical body and it travels on the astral plane or the astral sphere. It can go anywhere by means of this. Therefore, we can say that indeed this was not an astral projection or an astral travel.
No, it was not. Actually, in the terminology of tasawwuf, that is called jism-e mithali. That one person can have many bodies, but the one ruh controls all those bodies. And amongst Sufiya Ikram, this type of karamats do happen, and people have realized that, and they have witnessed and they have seen that.
Yes.
But this journey of Miraj was not with jism-e mithali. This journey of Miraj was with the original and asli blessed body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, are there different names for Mi'raj?
Ulama Ikram have divided this journey into few parts. Journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa is called Isra.
Okay.
And from Masjid al-Aqsa towards the heavens is called Mi'raj. And then from there to Kaaba Qawsain, or to La Makan, as we know, that is called I'raj. This has been mentioned in Fawaidul Fawad by Hazrat Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So that is, you know, different names, but generally the whole journey is called Mi'raj.
Okay.
And in different parts of the world, they have different names which are known and famous amongst them.
Gigi.
For example, in many parts of Arab countries,
yes,
they would call it Isra instead of Mi'raj.
Gigi.
And as we say night of Mi'raj, they will say night of Isra. And in subcontinent, particularly in many other parts of the world, the word Mi'raj is more known. And as we say, Mi'rajun Nabi, we say Gigi. Night of Mi'raj. So that is the slight difference Gigi. In expressing
Gigi.
The same meaning.
Gigi.
But the word Mi'raj is more collective. And it actually covers all the aspects of the journey.
So this earthly journey and heavenly journey, the terms differ, but the reality remains the same.
Yes, yes, that's correct. So inshallah azza wa jal, you will hear lot more in the next silsila. So if you have enjoyed this particular silsila, please spread the word around. Tell your families, your relatives, your friends, must watch Madani channel.
Inshallah.
There is a lot to learn from Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the path of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and have proper, thorough understanding of Quran Kareem and Ahadith Mubarakah. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But keep in mind, don't go. We have a special thing for you that in this silsila, we will have Qasida Mi'rajiya recited with beautiful voice. And then inshallah azza wa jal, we will give you brief explanation and the meanings of the words as well.
Inshallah, subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Wo sarwar e kishwar e risalat jo arsh par jalwa gaye hue the wo sarwar kishwar risalat jo arsh par jalwa gaye hue the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the.
In this couplet of Qasida Mi'rajiya, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu praises our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully in a very unique style. Wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwa gar huwe the. That king of kingdom of prophethood or messengerhood, who blessed the throne with his presence. Naye nirale tarb ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the. That there were novel arrangements of celebration, wonderful arrangements of celebration for the guest who is arriving from Arabia, that is from Makkatul Mukarrama.
Bahar hai shadiyan mubarak, chaman ko abadiyan mubarak. Bahar hai shadiyan mubarak, chaman ko abadiyan mubarak. Malak falak apni apni lay mein ye ghurana dil ka bolte the. Malak falak apni apni lay mein ye ghurana dil ka bolte the.
All angels and all heavens in their own special style of recitation or in their own pitch of voice, by following the style of nightingales, they are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are singing the songs of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are saying to each other, what a wonderful blessing. Tonight is so joyful and we are so happy. Gardens are full of decoration and beauty. How Jannat, the paradise, has been decorated, and how the doors of Jahannam or hell are being shut down. Congratulations for these blessings, and O gardens, congratulations to you for the beauties which has been bestowed upon you because of the arrival of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وہاں فلک پر یہاں زمین میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں وہاں فلک پر یہاں زمین میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں ادھر سے انوار ہنستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے ادھر سے انوار ہنستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے
وہاں فلک پر یہاں زمین میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں دیئر ان دا ہیونز اینڈ ہیئر آن دا ارتھ There was an environment of joy and happiness, and there was pomp and glory. Udhar se anwar haste aate, idhar se nafahat uth rahe the. From that side, mean from heavens, lights were descending, coming down on the ground, and beautiful perfumes were going upwards in the heavens. So there was an exchange of light and perfumes, lights from the heavens and perfumes from the earth, and all that was happening because beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going on the Miraj, on ascension.
ye chhoot padti thi unke rukh ki ke arsh tak chandni thi chhaki یہ چھوٹ پڑتی تھی ان کے رخ کی کہ عرش تک چاندنی تھی چھٹکی وہ رات کیا جگمگا رہی تھی جگہ جگہ نظر آئینے تھے وہ رات کیا جگمگا رہی تھی جگہ جگہ نظر آئینے تھے
یہ چھوٹ پڑتی تھی ان کے رخ کی کہ عرش تک چاندنی تھی چھٹکی وہ رات کیا جگمگا رہی تھی جگہ جگہ نصب آئینے تھے دس واز دا ایلومینیٹڈ فیس آف اور بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا ریفلیکشن آف لائٹ فرام دا بلیسڈ فیس آف بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز سچ دیٹ which brightened the arsh, the throne of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. What kind of night was that? What a wonderful night was that? As if there were mirrors appointed everywhere and they all were illuminated with that light and that reflection was everywhere and everything was bright and beautiful and there was pomp and glory and beauty everywhere.
نئی دلہن کی بھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سورا سور کے نکھرا نئی دلہن کی بھبن میں کعبہ نکھر کے سورا سور کے نکھرا حجر کے صدقے کمر کے ایک تل میں رنگ لاکھوں بنا کے تھے حجر کے صدقے کمر کے ایک تل میں رنگ لاکھوں بنا کے تھے
نئی دلہن کی پھبن میں کعبہ، نکھر کے سنورا سنور کے نکھرا، لائک اے نیو برائڈ. کعبہ واز بیوٹیفائڈ اینڈ کلین، اینڈ اٹ واز کلین اینڈ بیوٹیفائڈ. حجر کے صدقے کمر کے ایک تل میں رنگ لاکھوں بناؤ کے تھے. حجر اسود وچ اسٹینڈز ان دا مڈل آف کعبہ ایز اٹ از اسٹینڈنگ لائک اے بیوٹی اسپاٹ آن دا لوور بیک آف کعبہ اینڈ اٹ از ایلیمینیٹڈ وتھ سو مینی بیوٹیفل کلرز ایون دو اٹ از اے بلیک اسٹون اینڈ لکس بلیک بٹ آن دیٹ نائٹ اٹ واز سو بیوٹیفل اینڈ اٹ واز سو کلرفل دیٹ یور آئیز کوڈ ہیو نیور امیجنڈ. دس از دا امیجینیشن وچ اعلیٰ حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ از پریزنٹنگ.
نظر میں دولہا کے پیارے جلوے، حیا سے محراب سر جھکائے، نظر میں دولہا کے پیارے جلوے، حیا سے محراب سر جھکائے، سیاہ پردے کے منہ پر آنچل تجلی ذات بخت سے تھے، سیاہ پردے کے منہ پہ آنچل تجلی ذات بخت سے تھے.
نظر میں دلہا کے پیارے جلوے، حیا سے محراب سر جھکائے، سیاہ پردے کے منہ پر آنچل تجلی ذات بحت کے تھے. That on the night of Miraj, the beautiful face Mubarak of the bridegroom, which is indeed our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was such light and such beauty that even the mihrab bowed down with shame. Mihrab is always in the shape of an arch. It never stands straight. It starts straight and then it bows down from both sides. And that gives you the shape of an arch. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is imagining that situation, that mihrab of the masjid is a very important part of a place of worship, a masjid, a house of Allah Azza wa Jal. That the beauty on the face of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such that even mihrab bowed down in shame and it would always stand in that position. سیاہ پردے کے منہ پر آنچل تجلی ذات بحت کے تھے. That on the face of the black cover of mihrab, there was special tajalli and manifestation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal.
خوشی کے بادل امن کے آئے، دلوں کے تاؤں سے رنگ لائے، خوشی کے بادل امن کے آئے، دلوں کے تاؤں سے رنگ لائے، وہ نغمہ نعت کا سما تھا، حرم کو خود وجد آ رہے تھے، وہ نغمہ نعت کا سما تھا، حرم کو خود وجد آ رہے تھے.
خوشی کے بادل امت کے آئے، دلوں کے طاؤس رنگ لائے. The clouds of happiness came very fast and forcefully, and peacocks of the hearts, or colorful birds of the heart, started showing their colors. وہ نغمہ نعت کا سما تھا، حرم کو خود وجد آ رہے تھے. There was an atmosphere, an environment of naat and the praises of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that even the Haram Sharif was in ecstasy and was absorbed in the love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
یہ جھوما میزاب زر کا جھومر کیا رہا کان پر ڈھلک کر, یہ جھوما میزاب زر کا جھومر کیا رہا کان پر ڈھلک کر, بہار برسی تو موتی جھڑ کر حتیم کی گود میں بھرے تھے, فہار برسی تو موتی چڑھ کر حتیم کی گود میں بھرے تھے.
میزاب رحمت, دا گولڈن ڈرین آن دا روف آف کعبۃ اللہ وچ انڈیکیٹس ٹوورڈز دا روزہ مبارک آف آور بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہیڈ اے جیول on its forehead, and that jewel came down to the ears of that beautiful drain which is Mizab-e-Rahmat, and then slow rain started, and in that rain those drops of rain were like pearls, and all those pearls fell in the lap of Hatim, which is a small wall around the Kaaba in the shape of a bow. This is a beautiful description which Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given, that at the time of Miraj of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that occasion everything was blessed by Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Even the Kaaba, even the Haram, even Mizab-e-Rahmat, and the rain that came, it was not just the drops of water, but it was full of beautiful, expensive, valuable pearls. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Miraj al-Nabi, Miraj al-Nabi, special things did our beloved Prophet see. Miraj al-Nabi, Miraj al-Nabi, the leader, Imam al-Anbiya was he.